Imagine a world where most philosophical debates are revealed to be nothing but linguistic confusion, where centuries of metaphysical speculation collapse under the weight of a single question: what observation would verify this claim? This intellectual earthquake struck in 1936 when 26-year-old Alfred Jules Ayer published his revolutionary work. The slim volume delivered a devastating verdict. Much of traditional philosophy was literally meaningless, not wrong, but nonsensical. This wasn't just another philosophical theory, it was a demolition project that would transform how we think about knowledge, ethics, religion, and reality itself. The verification principle at its core, that meaningful statements must be either empirically verifiable or logically necessary, became both a weapon against obscurity and a tool for clarity. Though many of its specific claims have been challenged, its central insight continues to shape our intellectual landscape. If you can't specify what would count as evidence for your claim, perhaps you're not saying anything meaningful at all. Ayer proposes that statements have literal meaning only if they're analytically true or empirically verifiable through sense experience. Otherwise, they're meaningless. Claims like reality is ultimately spiritual fail this test, since no observation could verify them. The verification principle distinguishes genuine questions from pseudo-questions. Does the external world exist becomes meaningful only when we specify what observations would count as evidence. With metaphysics deemed meaningless, philosophy's role shifts to logical analysis, not special knowledge about reality, but a method for clarifying thought. Philosophy functions as a critical activity that clarifies truth criteria. This view has historical precedent. Locke described himself as an under-laborer in clearing the ground. Berkeley analyzed material things through sense contents. Hume rejected metaphysics and focused on defining concepts. Philosophy provides definitions and use, showing how sentences with certain symbols can be translated into equivalent ones without those symbols. Rather than building grand metaphysical systems, philosophers clarify concepts used in science and everyday life. Armed with the verification principle, traditional metaphysics, from Plato's Forms to Hegel's Absolute Spirit, collapses into meaninglessness. These systems claimed knowledge beyond science, but what observations could verify claims about ultimate reality? Metaphysical confusion often stems from language's grammar. We discuss properties using words that seem to represent things themselves, leading philosophers to posit substance as distinct from properties. Similarly, being emerges because existential and attributive propositions share grammatical structure. These errors arise from the superstition that every grammatical subject corresponds to a real entity. When no empirical entity exists, metaphysicians invent non-empirical worlds to house these supposed entities, explaining Heidegger's treatment of nothing and problems concerning propositions and universals. Language tricks us in everyday speech, too. We say the average family has 1.5 children without assuming an average family exists with half a child. Yet philosophers often interpret similar constructions by positing mysterious entities beyond experience. Perhaps the deepest philosophical problems are simply linguistic traps we set for ourselves. How can mathematical and logical truths seem absolutely certain when knowledge comes from experience? Ayer's solution: these principles are universally true because abandoning them would contradict language rules themselves. They are analytic propositions, or tautologies, true simply by virtue of their terms' meanings. Mathematical propositions, including geometry, are analytic. Their validity follows from definitions. Geometries are logical systems, whose axioms are definitions, not statements about physical space. The certainty of logic and mathematics stems from their tautological nature, recording our linguistic conventions. Their surprising quality emerges from our limited intellect. We cannot immediately grasp all implications of definitions and need calculation to discover complex tautologies. 2 plus 2 equals 4 doesn't tell us anything about the world, it merely reveals how we've defined those symbols. This view resolves a centuries-old philosophical puzzle. We know mathematical and logical truths with certainty, not because they reveal profound insights about reality, but because they show the implications of our definitions and linguistic conventions. When asking, what is truth, we're essentially asking for a translation of proposition P is true. The word true marks assertion, while false marks denial. To say a proposition is true is simply to assert it. Philosophers often mistakenly believe certain empirical propositions about immediate experience are absolutely certain. However, no sentence can consist purely of demonstrative symbols and remain intelligible. Description inherently exceeds what is immediately given. When testing hypotheses, we never verify a single hypothesis in isolation, but a system of interconnected ones. If results contradict expectations, we can preserve the law by modifying auxiliary hypotheses or questioning the observation itself. A genuine hypothesis must remain potentially falsifiable, otherwise it becomes merely analytic. Hypotheses exist to anticipate sensations and enable predictions. All empirical propositions function as hypothetical rules for anticipating experiences. This view of knowledge is both humbling and liberating. While absolute certainty about empirical matters remains unattainable, we can develop increasingly reliable systems for predicting experience, an endless quest for better understanding, never complete, but always improving. Iyer makes a controversial claim about ethics. Ethical statements are neither analytic nor empirically verifiable. Instead, they're expressions of emotion rather than factual claims. Saying you acted wrongly in stealing merely expresses moral disapproval, similar to exclaiming you stole that money with horror. Unlike orthodox subjectivism, Iyer argues ethical statements express feelings directly without asserting their existence, like expressing boredom through tone rather than stating, I am bored. What appear to be disputes about values are often disputes about facts. In moral disagreements, we typically try to show others they've misunderstood motives, misjudged effects, or overlooked circumstances, hoping shared facts will lead to shared moral attitudes. When someone with different moral conditioning disagrees, even after acknowledging all facts, argument becomes impossible. Though we may feel our moral system superior, we cannot argue for this superiority, as such judgments are themselves value judgments. This explains why moral disagreements often feel intractable. When factual disagreements are exhausted, yet moral differences remain, we've reached the limits of rational argument. Language, truth, and logic sparked a philosophical revolution that still resonates today. Though many of Ayer's claims have been challenged, even by himself later, the book's central insights remain powerful. The verification principle transformed philosophical methodology by emphasizing clarity, precision, and empirical grounding. Ayer's emotive theory of ethics opened new avenues for understanding moral language, while his analysis of religious language clarified theological disputes. Iyer showed that philosophy could be clear and relevant without sacrificing depth. By insisting meaningful statements must connect with experience or logic, he helped philosophy escape what he viewed as metaphysical confusion. In a world increasingly dominated by scientific thinking, Iyer offered a vision of philosophy that complemented rather than competed with science, clarifying concepts, analyzing language, and dissolving pseudo-problems. When encountering a seemingly profound claim, ask yourself, what observation would verify this? This question, Ayer's razor, cuts through confusion, revealing whether you're dealing with genuine insight or empty words. In our age of information overload, this intellectual tool is more valuable than ever.